This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Here's one part of our coverage of the fifth anniversary of the September 11 attacks. Morning Edition has been exploring how Muslims in America have seen their lives change since 9/11. Today, two Arab Americans in Hollywood.
Saeed Bedreya is one. He's an actor. You might have caught him in the movie The Insider.
You think I'm going to karate him to death with this notepad?
Yes, doing all that shouting is Saeed Bedreya, portraying a Hezbollah gunman. In the movie Three Kings, he plays an Iraqi tank commander who shoots at his own men. Typical of the parts he's landed over a couple of decades in Hollywood, which range from hijacking a plane to holding a knife to a hostage's throat. Until September 11th, that is, when he realized it was time. Time to tell a story more like his own. Director Hisham Esawi had the same idea, and the two got together to make American East. It's a movie about a family man, played by Saeed Bedreya, who opens an authentic Middle Eastern restaurant with his best friend, who's Jewish. This Arab American can be quite tender, as in this scene, where he discovers his son is reluctant to enter the mosque.
Muhammad, what is it? You don't want to pray with us? You want to talk about it?
Did Muslims really kill all those people in the Twin Towers?
Listen to me, Habibi. There are good Muslims and bad Muslims, like all other religions. The one who flew these planes were bad and ignorant of Islam.
Who's a good Muslim?
Muhammad Ali is a good Muslim.
He's a black guy, not an Egyptian.
Your dad is a Muslim and Egyptian. Don't you count me?
Actor Saeed Bedreya came into our studios along with director Hisham Esawi to talk not so much about their movie, but about Hollywood as the prism through which Muslims mostly see America. Saeed Bedreya remembers growing up in the Egyptian city of Port Said, where the bombs rained down during the Six-Day and Yom Kippur wars, where garbage lined the streets and drug dealers worked the corners.
I grew up in a very tough neighborhood where they sell hashish. The neighborhood had a cinema, so that was my escape. Every time I used to escape and watch a movie, there we used to have double feature, one Arabic movie and one American movie. So I got to know America when I was really small.
And Hisham Esawi, did you two see movies as a kid, these big American Hollywood movies?
Oh, yeah. I grew up in Cairo. We saw, you know, Scarface. We saw, you know, The Good, The Bad, The Ugly. This is America for us. We didn't know anything. I mean, America for us was a bunch of rich white guys and blonde women, basically. You know, drive MacGyver. I grew up in the 80s, and that was Dallas, for example. I remember very clearly watching. And you know, Dallas, when it played in Egypt, I mean, literally the streets were empty. It was played on Thursday, and everybody sit at 9 o'clock in the evening, and everybody sit and watch, and GR got killed, and
who killed J.R.?
Yeah,
that was
you?
A big subject
oh
of discussion.
Oh, my God, yeah. Everybody will have to sit in the dinner and talk. Who killed J.R.? I mean, this is how America being portrayed. So as a kid, you believe in that.
Hisham Esawi came to America as a student in 1990 and got interested in making documentaries. Saeed Bedreya arrived in the late 70s for film school in New York. There, his struggling immigrant story intersected with his struggling actor story, and Bedreya found himself rooming with another hopeful, Woody Harrelson.
He showed me America, the other side of America.
The wild America.
The wild America.
The infidel.
The infidel America.
Side of America.
So I was infidel for a while. I was infidel, you know, and after I get married and, you know, have kids, I start being a good Muslim.
A good mosque-going Muslim who had some explaining to do about all those roles perpetuating a negative stereotype.
You know, I get a lot of people and happy with my work to do a terrorist movie, but, you know, I'm an actor. I do what the director... I'm not writing the story, so I decided that I will create a film company, and I get together with Hisham, and we start that journey.
Let's talk then about the movie American East. Hisham Esawi, you got together to make this movie since 9/11. The conventional wisdom is that 9/11 was uniformly a horrible event for Arabs and Muslims living in the U.S. Do you think that's true?
Well, for Arab and Muslim, yeah, of course it is. But also it made people more aware. I mean, really, Americans start to ask questions, start to want to know. People are more curious after 9/11 about Muslims and Middle Eastern, and especially about Islam. They ask a lot of questions. You know, who are the Muslims? Why women wear scarves? How they pray? All that stuff, yeah. And also for artists, you know, as a storyteller, yeah, it did open the door to tell lots of stories.
Saeed?
I think 9/11, people forget that as Arab American, we get hit twice by being sad and guilty. You get sad as an American, and you get guilty as an Arab American because you see the name Muhammad, you see, you know, Osama, you see all this name and all this Islam, and Islam get to be hijacked by people who presented the wrong way. But on the other hand, my son, he was like almost 11 years old, he said, "Dad, you know, before 9/11, when I say Muslim in a school, nobody knows about it. Now, after 9/11, they knew a religion called Islam. So we get benefits. So we had a good opportunity, me and Hisham, to tell our story, the Arab-American story, which never been done by Arab-American. You know, it's always by Hollywood, which Hollywood, you know, they not mean people. They're just ignorant of our story. They don't know who we are. You know, when I came here 1986, 85, to work in Hollywood, the language used to be gibberish, you know.
You mean literally would be faux Arabic?
Yeah, will be non-Arabic. I mean, Lara Israeli or Mexican or Lara Iranian will go on the screen and say, Barajit, blah, 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 whatever. And it was like, what? And so we're starting to educate Hollywood as a language.
You're making this movie to, in a sense, bring more complexity to the view of Muslims in America. What about America's image problem in the Muslim world?
Oh, it's terrible. It's horrible. I'm serious. It's just horrible. I mean, that's a sad part that Americans don't realize. And you know what? I lived in this country 17 years. I don't know if American cares. See, Americans, they don't travel. They need to go outside and look. If you live outside of America, you're going to see different America. It's different. It has a dark side. And it's sad because when we grew up, America was so beautiful. As kids, it's not. It is not. It's so different nowadays.
And one of the important things to say something about this film, it's making our dream come true. I mean, somehow this kid from a ghetto in Egypt be able to make a movie in Hollywood, and I wouldn't be able to do it in Egypt. So it's still a bright side to America.
Saeed Bedreya, Hisham Asawi, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Saeed Bedreya is the star and Hisham Asawi the director of the movie American East, which also stars Tony Shalhoub and features Alfre Woodard. It just finished shooting here in L.A.
And to watch a scene from their first collaboration, go to NPR.org and you'll see a black comedy short called Tea for Terrorist. Tomorrow we join two young women as they spend the day with friends, talking about politics, pop music, and growing up Muslim in America.